text is Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now, it's by Christ Jesus. Now, last night, with the last part of it, we got the prodigal son home, and therefore all of his need was being supplied. He'd been gone quite a while. Before I get into that part of it, though, I want to just go right across, if maybe it's in the same page in your Bible, too, it is in mine, but to the sixth verse of Philippians chapter 4. And here's how we keep from losing what we've got. You know, in the Bible, there's always an answer to everything. Why we find, we may be 40 years finding the answer, but there's always an answer to everything that we've went through. There's an answer why we went through it. If there's a problem, there's always a solution. How many knows that? God doesn't leave us out there with problems with no solution. And here's what he said, verse 5, Philippians 4:5. Let your moderation be known unto all men, the Lord is at hand. Verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything. Now here's what we have to, in everything. When he says everything, he means everything. In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Now, how many looks at that? Look at it. Let's read it again. Be careful for nothing, but by everything in prayer and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Now, everything with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God through these things. So when we're praying, we have to pray right. How many knows that? We can't just pray, say, oh, Lord, do it and do it now. And we're got to have, that's the lack of patience. And, we can make all kinds of mistakes. Stay with me on this now. Verse 7, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Verse 8, then finally. You know, there's a finale in everything. How many knows that? Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. So here he has told us how to think. Are we thinking right all time? Do we know how to think? Do we know how to pray? Do we know how these things? Do we know how to pray? Do we know how to present ourselves to the Lord? Do we know how to present the case to him? Do we know how to get him to hear? He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. Now we can hear. We've got a system that we can hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. Now, back to this, the prodigal son, when he came home, he got all of his need met. He got the robe back. He got the ring back. He got the shoes back. He got everything that he had need of back. The ring represented his authority. It was a signet ring that could dip it in wax, and then it made an imprint with wax. And when he put that seal on there, it was just as good as the father putting the seal on there. Can you imagine he just walked home one day and got all of it back in one day? You know, God, it doesn't take God 5 years to do something for us. That we might get it in 5 minutes if we present it right to him. But if we don't present it right to him, he may turn this thing off here, that receiving end of this, where he doesn't hear what we have to say. And most of the time, if we really know, most people have their ear turned off to God at all times. Now, I was just sitting when God was giving me this message today, and I was thinking about what I believe about the prodigal son. I believe the father prayed for his son every day. How many believes he prayed for him every day? He was watching for him to come home. And he prayed for him every day. But the son wasn't ready to hear yet. I believe what really happened, that the Father's prayer reached out into a foreign land and down into a strange country, and there in a pen full of hogs and in a terrible mess, and the Son finally turned his phone on and he heard from the Father. What was to be the message of the Father? Come home. Well, that's what the Son began to think. Now, I want to get into some things here tonight. Did you know that most people don't have as much faith in God as they do their cell phone? Huh? Now, I want to prove this to you. How many's got a cell phone? How many knows that you can pick that up and dial somebody 10,000 miles away or 5,000 miles away, and instantly you get them if they're got their phone on? Are you getting my picture? Instantly, not 2 minutes later. I remember when you had to put in a call to California and you had to wait an hour or two to get through the different things, you know, to get a call to California. Now you pick up this little bitty thing in your pocket here and you dial it and you get California immediately. Huh? Now, if the person on the other end of the line has an ear to hear what the Spirit says, how many knows God's a spirit? He's not flesh, he's a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, let's look. Let's say the prodigal son was there in the hog pen. He evidently didn't turn his phone on till one day, and the father said, come home. They said that to his mind. That was his receiver. How many knows your mind and your ear is your receiver? Your tongue and your vocal cords send the message out. Now, imagine this immediately. See, that's why I'm saying most people have more, they believe that the cell phone can do more than God can. Oh, but God can't do that. God can't answer prayer that quick. How many knows that there's a sound system in the air? I remember when I was coming back from overseas after World War II, and a fellow says, we was riding along on the ship and we was talking about what we're going to do when we get home and everything. He said, oh, say, by the way, there's going to be a television's come out. I said, television? What's that? Now, listen, so you laugh at me, but I said, what is that? He said, I don't know, but they tell me what it is. It's something that they can broadcast in New York and it has a picture on it. And like a radio, it has the voice also. But it has a picture, and it transmits that picture and the voice all together instantly across the nation, and you can take it up on the television. I said, come on. Man, it's been years them things have been in operation. How does that picture get through the air? How does the voice of your cell phone get through the air? God has provided a way. You know, we can meditate. That's why we meditate upon the Lord. Blessed is a man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, stand the way of the sinner, set the sea the scornful, but in the law of the Lord doth he meditate day and night. When you start meditating with God, you're going to pick up something. You start meditating with the devil, you've got the wrong channel. Come on, can you say? And you'll pick up a lot of stuff that you don't want to pick up. We need to learn what to listen to, what not to listen to, when to listen to. So I believe the Father was praying every day, but the Son did make connection because he wasn't quite ready to get out of the hog pen yet. I believe that some of the prayers that some of you folks have prayed right here, you know what you're praying about, they're just not quite ready to give in yet. But you just keep on praying. Keep praying. That song that we sing, keep praying. You got to keep praying. Until the answer comes, you got to keep praying. You don't quit praying. And defeat is not a word that you use. Through that trial I went through, that was one thing I learned. You never use the word defeat. You never think defeat. You don't allow yourself to think defeat. You say, I'm a winner. I'm not a loser. I've got the victory. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So it's faith. Now, do you have as much faith in God's system as you do in your cell phone and your TV and your radio? That's the way it travels with them. How does my prayer get over yonder? I know when we pray, God sends it, but does people receive it or not? But they will receive it after a while. As many as received him gave he power to become the sons of God. We've got to receive something to have the power of God. And if we don't receive what God's got for us, and come like these things I read there, think on these things, the things that's honest, the things that's just, the things that's pure, the things that are of good report. Just think on these things. You tuned into the right channel. Don't let your mind wander over here and over there. Philippians 2 and 5 said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now, if I've got the same mind of Christ, I pick up the same thing he does. And if we all had the same mind of Christ, ain't no telling what God could do in a church service if everybody had the mind in the right place. So I believe that the Father prayed and believed every day. And then one day, at the right moment, when the Father was praying, the prodigal son began to think something. He didn't know what was happening to him. Do you ever wonder where your thoughts come from? How many knows there's angelic beings right here tonight? And maybe some good and some bad. But they'll bring things into your mind, instinct your mind to think. Well, somebody said, I don't believe in angelic beings. Well, do you believe in your cell phone transmitting to California and like that? Huh? But I don't believe that God can do that or God does that. Well, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. The Bible bears this out. That we have angelic beings that speaks to us. We don't know what they're just talking to us. And then you'll have one will come by sometime and say, you're defeated. Why don't you give up? How many know you don't want to listen to that? You want to listen to something that said, get up, stand up, get going. Let's go. Let's get down to business. Come on, be revived. You know he wants us to have revival. How does revival come? It didn't come through my flesh, and it won't come through your flesh. It has to come through a spirit in through me and out to you, or your pastor in through him and out to you. The power of God has to come by the word. The word of God is quick. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 said, the word of God is quick. It's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the spirit, the soul, the joints, and the marrow, and is the discerner of the thought and the intent of the heart. How many reads this? How many breaks it down? Word for word. So one day, when he was out there in the hog pen, Father had prayed. The message had went over the land. And this day, he had his ears to hear what the Spirit said. That's been the theme of this revival. I've done my best to get sometimes to try to get off of that. I said, they're surely getting tired of this, but now. But God said, no, go back to it. Go back to it. So if we have an ear to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church, it will talk to us. What did he think that day? He got the message. He said, I know what I'll do. I will arise and I'll go to my Father. That's what the Father wanted him to say. That was the message. I know what I'll do. I'll arise and go to my Father, and I'll say to my Father, I've sinned, and I'm not worthy to be a son. In other words, I'll just arise humbly and all that, and I'll go home, and I'll talk to my Father. I'll tell him that I don't want to get back. I don't have to get back with that job I had before, with the golden ring and the robe and the shoes and the fatted calf and all. I don't have to have, just let me be a servant. You know, God said, that's the message I wanted to hear from you. You brought home the message. How many believes that blessed the Father? But you know the Father, as I said last night, he didn't contradict anything. He didn't even act like he heard him. He just told one servant, he said, hey, you go get the robe. The first thing they put on him was the robe. How many knows that the reason of that, they was getting ready to go in and eat, and he had to be dressed properly. The robe. Huh? Well, then the next thing he put upon his shoes upon his feet. Ephesians chapter 6 said, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So he's dressing him up in spiritual dress. The next thing he said, put the ring upon him. He put the ring upon him, and that ring was a seal that he could sign anything just like the Father. He had the same power. You know, all power is given unto him. Huh? Jesus said all power is given. Let me define this a little better. Jesus is a receiving center on the inside of you. He said all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Now, haven't you got Jesus in you? Well, you got some power in there. You just got to activate it and listen to God, and he'll punch the right buttons for you. And I'll tell you, you'll really have something going for God. You know, I really believe that we're not realizing what we really have. Let's go a little further. The son picked up the message. Come home. Prayers send out the spiritual message. How many knows our prayer sends out? How we do it? Let's look at it again. Now, and what we're to do, we're to keep the prayer going right, as we read here just a while ago, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. And how do we ask a prayer? We do it like he said, be careful for nothing, verse 6, in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. If you do it that way, what do you think God's going to do? He's going to answer your prayer. If you do it any other way, he's not going to answer it. You know, he can turn it off up there too. Just like you can turn him off down here. You know, you've got something to turn him off with, and he's got something to turn you off with, and he's got something to turn you on with, and you've got something to turn on with, that if you can make this connection and do it right and get in direct connection with God, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. That's what the Word of God said. I've got a cell phone, but I get a whole lot more from God than I can my cell phone. It's just an instrument. But God ain't an instrument. He disperses heavenly things. Where did he go to? To you. You're in his mind all the time. I'm glad I'm in his mind, ain't you? He never ceases to think of us. He's always preparing something for us. If we're bound, he wants to deliver us. If we're sick, he wants to heal us. If we're down on the blessings, he wants to bless us. If we don't have faith, he gives us faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Jude 1:20 said, ye brethren, building up yourselves upon your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You know, you pray in the Holy Ghost, that makes connection. Right? Praise the Lord. So we're using this cell phone and a television and a radio as something that carries through the air, something you can't see. That's the reason we don't believe. We get to the place sometimes we don't believe. We don't see that. But let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 again. Turn your Bible to that real quick. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Preach this the first night. We're dependent on our natural ear, our natural eye, ain't we? So if I can just see it, I'll believe it. No, it don't work that way. It's opposite of that. If you believe it, you'll see it. Don't get it in reverse. Keep it online. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. Eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, neither hath it entered in the heart of man what God hath prepared for them that love him. Now, the natural eye just hasn't seen it. I don't see it with the natural eye for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us how? By his what? Now, does anybody see the Spirit walking around here tonight? Well, how many believes the Spirit's here? How do you know it's here? You ain't see it. You don't have to. God reveals it to us for the Spirit by the Spirit. The Spirit by the Spirit. He talked. Now, if it's flesh to flesh, then the eye is not seen and ear is not heard, neither hath it entered in the heart of man what God hath prepared for them that love him, but God hath revealed them to us by his Spirit. So it's a spiritual thing. It comes to you. And then you have to check it out to see whether it's of God or whether it's of the wrong source. It could be of the devil. How many knows that the devil is a spirit too? And he's floating around and he's putting things in people's mind to get them full of unbelief, to cause them to go the wrong way and to tell them that God can't do this and God can't do that. I'll tell you what, the devil can't do nothing. If we've got him bound, we got to be free. Prayer and believing. Someone will hear what we pray. God will hear it if we just allow him to talk to our heart. Then what does that do? That gives us faith. When the prodigal son came home, he was restored completely, not just partially. Now, here's another thing that people have trouble with. They think that if God forgives you and sets you free, that you're going to have to do penance and you're going to have to do this and do that for a long time, you know, or God's not going to hear your voice. I'll tell you what, as soon as you get free, he'll listen to you just as well as he will me, and I've been preaching 55 years. That doesn't make him any quicker to listen to me than it does you. If you're set free, you can get set free tonight. You can be a drunkard and come in and get set free. Or you can be an alcoholic, or you can be a druggie, or whatever you are. And the minute you get set free, God's going to start talking to you because you have turned the instrument on that God can speak to your heart. Huh? Set free. Free. That's the songs they singing on free. I want them to get some of them ready tonight. Free. Free. So you're going to think, well, and you know, I'm afraid people's going to condemn me. Oh, yeah, they will. I'll guarantee you they will. But they can't. They can talk, but they can't condemn me. Turn your Bible to Romans 8 and 1. Let's get in here. I don't preach anything I can't back up with the Bible. I absolutely will not do that. If it ain't in the book, I'll not preach it. I'll have to find it somewhere. And I want you to know, people can try to condemn you, but they can't condemn you. Listen to it. There is therefore now no, let's say no, no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, how many got that? There is no condemnation to them who walk in the Spirit and don't walk in the flesh. Now, you're already condemned if you're walking in the flesh. Because he goes on down and tells us that. But you're not condemned. You can't condemn somebody like that. There is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. If they talk, let them rattle. You know, there's lots of rattlers. There's a whole lot more rattlers out there than there are Christians. Most of the churches I go to anymore, rattlers. They're rattling all the time something. I hope you folks ain't that way. Praise the Lord. So there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. The next verse, let's look at it. For the law, the law of what? The law of the Spirit? Well, I'll declare that's in there, ain't it? For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So I can't be condemned. I can't be condemned because the law of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. Next verse, for what the law could not do, that it was weak in the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin he condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Let's say us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Can you say amen? Let's run that through again. There is therefore now no condemnation. Now, if you ain't walking in the flesh, you don't have no condemnation. You don't sit around and say, I feel condemned. They're talking about me. You know, they talk about me sometimes, and that's just a good opportunity for me to shove it down their throat that they're liars. Because people start watching me. They start listening to me. Oh, lots of, you know, that's good advertisement to be talked about. I don't know why I'm saying all this. I don't like that advertisement. I'd rather have it build up, wouldn't you? But since it's that way, why, that we have a right to prove ourselves. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, there is a law. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me what? I'm free from the fears of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of the past. I've traded my shackles for a glorious song. Thank God I'm free at last. How many is free? I'm free at last. I'm free. I'm free. I don't care. They want to get bound. They want to talk. They want to yak. They want to walk in the flesh. That's all right. I'll try to help them if I can to get out of it. But I'm free. I won't get entangled with it. I'm free at last. I've been free for a long, 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 long time. I ain't going back to the hog pen. I ain't going back to the wrong way of doing things. I'm seeking the life. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemn sin in the flesh. We condemn ourselves is what in the flesh, by our fleshly want. Condemned in the flesh. Why? What does he say? For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, that it was weak through the what? Through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law, now listen to what you're supposed to have, and I, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in who? There we go with us again. With us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Don't that clarify that? That just as clear as it could be. Huh? What's the next verse say? Huh? For they that are what? After the flesh do what? Oh, they mind the thing of the flesh. They take care of their flesh. Now, I'm going to take care of my flesh. You see if I look just right and I feel just right. I'm going to take care of my flesh. We better take care of our Spirit. Huh? For what? Read that again. They that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, they're doing what? They're minding the things of the Spirit. I can walk up somebody in 5 minutes, I'll tell you whether they're in the flesh or in the Spirit. I can read them. Huh? They can't hide it. Huh? Are you in the flesh or are you walking in the Spirit? Huh? In the Spirit. Somebody said, that scares me when you say you can read people. Had an or two, you ought to be able to read them too. It ought to make you happy. You say, oh, praise God, I'm gonna have the same thing Brother Buckner's got and Brother Gaither's got and Brother Ebersole's got. How many knows you can have the same thing too? For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, that is weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness, now listen to what we're supposed to fulfill, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in who? In us who walk not after the flesh. For they that are in the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, and they that are in the Spirit do mind the things of the Spirit. Now, what's the next verse say? Huh? Do mind the things of the flesh, things of the Spirit. Now, what's where we're going now? Huh? Now, here's your biggie. For to be what kind of minded? Carnally minded. That's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. No. To be carnally minded is what? Death. It's a death sentence. You sit around and let your mind get towards carnally minded and you're dead. Somebody said them churches are all dead. Yeah, sure they're all dead. They're all carnally minded. You know they've substituted charisma for the anointing. Charisma will never anoint anything. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27 said, the yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. That's the only thing that will destroy it. The anointing of the Spirit. In Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. The anointing. You can't fool God. You can fool people, but you can't fool God. He knows whether we're anointed or not. So they've tried to replace the anointing with charisma, a big smile. I go in these churches. I went to a church in Florida here about me and my wife did a few years back. Boy, I'll tell you what, that song leader and his wife, they was leading this song service. And I mean, they was having a time, you know, it looked like, you know, just having a great time. And oh, I knew it was putting on a show. My wife said, what do you think about it? I said, it's a show. She said, yeah, I think so too. I got done preaching that morning. And after I got done preaching, they both come to me and her and said, we want to talk to you before you leave here. You know what they wanted to talk to us about? I'll tell you what they wanted to talk to us about. They took us out to eat. They got us together there. That day, that very day. And they said, we got a problem. And I thought, well, it didn't look like you had one this morning. They said, we got a real problem. What is your problem? Well, we're just about to get a divorce. And they begin to unload on each other or this and that and something else. And I thought, well, what was that you was doing up there? Running up and down the platform, you know, and jumping up and down and letting on like you really got it and everything. I thought, my, what a mess. Well, we had prayer with them, and I guess God fixed it. But you see, it had to be brought out in the open before God can fix it. Not to the whole church, But there was a way. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but then thereof is the ways of death. So the way, what is the way? Jesus said in John 14:6, he said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. No man comes to the Father. Everything is supposed to be copied off of Jesus. He's our example. He's our way. He is the truth. He is the life. No man can get to the Father but by him. We can't get to Father. See, our whole thing, this is what I'm going to preach on tonight. The whole thing that God wants us to do is to set our goal on getting to Father's house. Now, when we get to Father's house, things begin to happen different with us. When the prodigal son got to Father's house, the father, he began to get off the old clothes and put on the new for him, right? But we have to get to Father's house. We have to hear what the Spirit has to say down in the hope. No matter how far you are down, the minute you get saved, the minute you get cleansed, and the minute that Jesus comes into your life, you are free. Man, I'll never forget the morning that I got free. I didn't go to church. God was a deal with me, and I was getting ready to go to work. And I'd already said 2 or 3 years before that, next time the Spirit deals with me, I'm going to get right down and I'm going to get saved. And you know why I'd done that? The Spirit began to move. I was weeping. I was crying. I was doing things that I said I'd never do, you know. And I was doing things that I didn't really believe in, and jumping around and feeling this, you know, and emotionalism. I didn't believe in that, and didn't believe in this, and didn't believe in that, and so, didn't believe in something else. And so finally, I got down and I prayed. I won't tell you what heaven come down. I had church. Didn't have to have anybody there, just me and the Lord. I'll tell you, you talk about church. He cleaned up my life. I had a bottle of Jim Beam sitting on the fireplace, throwed it in the trash. I had about a half a case of beer sitting up there. I throwed it away, had some Lucky Strikes in it, and I throwed them away. And as I throwed them away, I was shouting louder and louder and louder, praise God. And when I got completely free, I had the joy of the Lord. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah 8:10 said, the joy of the Lord is your strength, and righteousness, peace, and joy. That's what the kingdom of God is, and that's what we have to try to get to the kingdom. You know what that woman with the issue of blood, she said, if I could just touch, that's my contact, and if I touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. She was bumping shoulders with unbelievers and other people that was there to get things. But she crawled and maybe squeezed through the crowd. And she finally reached out her feeble hand and just touched the hem of his garment. And Jesus wheeled around and he said, who touched me? She with fear bowed down before him. With fear. You know what he said to her? Woman, thy faith hath made thee whole. He felt the virtue go out of him. The virtue went out of him. And faith from her when it touched. When virtue goes out from the Lord and faith goes out from you, something's going to happen. I mean, something's going to happen. There's going to be an explosion there. And I don't know. I'll just tell you flat. I really have been enjoying this Revival 1 because I've had more time to study and to pray than I've had in I don't know how many weeks. And you know, it's just been, I just can't hardly get out of that. We just don't get out of that room. We just stay in there. We're talking to God and we're enjoying the thing. And God wants us to be blessed and God wants us to get the He wants us to come right down to the place where we recognize God in everything. With all prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let our requests be made known unto God. Sister Butner, would you come, and the musicians?